Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Shanahan and the 49er front office had absolutely no choice. They had no choice in this matter.
I mean, they had every choice, but
not at this point.
It's interesting when you ask him a question on a Monday, and is Jake Moody still your kicker right now? Yeah, now he is, but ask me again in, 41 minutes when I have a chance to tell Jake that he's gone. Go ahead and ask me tonight how I feel about who my kicker is. So Jake Moody gets waived, and now it's maybe going to be Eddie Pinero. He's being brought in for a tryout.
Workout today.
Yep. He's going to work it out, and we'll see if he is spry enough. And he turns 30 on Saturday, which is not old, but he's a guy who's kicked for a number of different teams, and he's a guy who can kick. Well, hopefully he can go out there and be better than Moody if he gets the job.
And Boyer, the new special teams coach for the 49ers, did have him with the Jets for a little stretch a couple of years ago, which is probably where the connection comes, because I know a lot of people were like, it's going to be Greg Joseph, and doesn't look like it's going to be Greg Joseph, which, oh, by the way, kind of, I saw that, and I thought it kind of furthered a point that I've been trying to make for the last couple of weeks about why kickers are different. Like, I know you kind of looked at the preseason thing, and you see that different, and I've sort of said, I don't see it as different because you're a kicker. You're not working things out. You have one job, you kick it straight. Like, if a football player was actually, if a kicker was a football player, then you'd bring in the guy who was in camp with you. Because team camaraderie, and you know how we do it here, and the chemistry, and you understand what's going on. But that's not what they did. They grabbed someone they've never met before and brought him in for a tryout because you're a hired gun. It's like I said, it's no different to me than calling TaskRabbit and having somebody show up at your house and build your bed and then leave. You didn't do anything to put this house together. You don't buy the food here. You don't support this place. You don't take the kids to school. You don't do anything. Just show up, build the bed, and then leave. And if you build the bed correctly, then we'll have you back. And if you don't, we're going to hire somebody else. It's the weirdest position in sports. And that's what I sort of believe. In addition to the obvious, I think from a political standpoint, I just don't think Kyle Shanahan can look the rest of his team in the eye today and tell them that we're trying to win this weekend and send Jake Moody out there to kick field goals.
That's probably the best point you've made in 2 days.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean,
I didn't make one 2 days ago. It was Sunday, but anyway.
You made a lot of points, and you did it on Twitter, and I'm sure you made points on your Sunday show. That's true. Listening to Mark Grandy and Sterling Bennett on overtime. Skew local, as I like to do. Not that I had the choice. I guess I could have streamed you, but I didn't.
7 o'clock, Grandy sent me the text. Your ball game.
Right.
So we did take it from there.
And at that point, I was yocked in on the bedtime sequence.
Sure.
But if you talk about what you just mentioned, that is probably the biggest influence on this whole thing. And I was looking at the drives earlier. So you lose Kittle, and you still find your way to 4-minute drill your way down at the end of the half. And, Grandy's grade's coming up later, and I know he's going to be critical of Shanahan's play calling in the second quarter, and he's not wrong, but you got in position to kick a field goal and have a lead. And Jake Moody doinked it. We've already played the sound a couple times.
It's great sound.
In the second half, you come out, and you go 8+ minutes, and you work your way down the field with no Kittle and two tight ends almost exclusively, and you are smash-mouthing your way down the field, and you stall out at the 18, and then the kick is blocked. Not Moody's fault, but if you're a player in that moment, you don't give a crap whose fault it is. You just worked for 8 solid football minutes to get down there. You dominated Seattle. You're in position to tie the game. And again, we can't get 3 points. Where's my helmet? I'm going to throw it.
Where's Mike Singletary? This is a can't do it. Can't win with him. Can't do it. That's it. And to the point that you were saying off the top, I chuckled a little bit when I saw
can't do it.
Thank you, Florio and Pro Football Talk. their headline after the Moody release today was Kyle Shanahan changes his mind from Sunday to Tuesday, releases Jake Moody. I said, no, if you weren't listening, that's what you might think. But that's not what Kyle Shanahan said. And he openly said that that's not what he said. Once someone followed up with him and asked, why are you like ensuring that Jake Moody will be the kicker this weekend? And Kyle's like, I didn't say that. You asked me if there was any doubt that he's my kicker right now. No, there's no doubt that he's my kicker right now. But I have a plane flight to catch, and we're going to evaluate on the plane. And then we'll figure that whole thing out later. The second I heard that, you knew damn well exactly the way this was going to go. And so, I don't know how everybody feels today. Like, you get to these situations, and sometimes it feels like the fan base and the media has kind of been on a crusade to make this happen, and then when it finally does happen, you feel a little bad. Like, Jake Moody, he's not a bad guy. He didn't ask to be picked in the third round. The Niners did that. He didn't do that. The guy got hurt, partially because he made a poor decision on the field. I've always said this about kickers. Get your damn head out of the tackle. Do not go in there and try to make the tackle. I'd rather somebody goes and scores. Don't go make the tackle, kicker. And he's never been the same again. And so I don't know, like, I have every belief that Jake Moody, with the mental side of this position, he probably will go have a career somewhere. I don't think he's done, and he may work out. But I'm sorry, it can't be here. There's no more time to wait. And so this became, I think, just an obvious move for the 49ers to make today.
You mentioned Doug Bryan before, yep. And as a rookie, he was a 49er, and they won the Super Bowl, and he had a mostly good year. And then the next year, he was either cut or traded. I didn't get the exact transaction. I just looked at his stats, but yeah. He went on to kick for multiple other teams.
Oh, yeah.
He had a good long career, and so that's kind of the way that goes. And actually, it'd be great to talk to Doug Bryan, who went to De La Salle.
That's a good Concord. That'd be great. Yeah, we should track him down.
I mean, somebody who was in that same spot, third round pick, and he actually was put into much more of a pressure cooker on a team that was expected to win the Super Bowl. And in fact, they did win the Super Bowl. And then the next year, he struggled and he was gone. And that's just the way it goes with kickers, and I get that.
So here's the story on Doug Bryan, just because you asked. I thought that was interesting. So, yeah, they win the Super Bowl. He also apparently recovered a fumble in the NFC Championship game.
Oh,
I don't remember that, but he did. And then the very next year, are you ready for this percentage?
Talk to me.
The next year after winning the Super Bowl, Doug Bryan made 58% of his field goal tries, which is a disastrous number.
Even back then.
That's a disastrous number.
And back then, you didn't get to kick the K-ball that you have now.
Right.
And, you know, kicking then was harder than now, but 58%, that's not going to work.
And it wasn't a full season. So it was a portion of the season. He was making 58% and then missed a potential game-winning field goal 1 week against the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And the Niners cut him. And 3 weeks later, he signed with the New Orleans Saints. And as you said, he went on to play 12 seasons in the league. I could completely see this happening with Jake Moody. Absolutely.
Well, think about Eddie Pinheiro if he, in fact, gets this job with the...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
49ers, it's not his first rodeo. He's a guy who's been a Bear, missed a year. He was a Jet, and then a Panther for three, and then this year the Panthers had a competition, and he lost, and so he's back on the street, and if he becomes a Niner, that'll now be his fourth team in 6 years.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you are a journeyman kicker.
The difference is, and there's a fair question to be asked with this guy not even 30 years old, why has Eddie Pinheiro not ever actually like stuck long-term with anyone? He is making 88% of his field goals in his career. 88%
yeah.
of his field goals for his career.
Right, right. Look at his numbers beyond 40. He is 43 for 55 beyond 40, which is not good enough in the modern day and age.
43 for 55, man, pretty good.
That's 78%.
That's pretty good from beyond 40.
Not anymore. And yeah. I did the math during the crossover. This year, through 1 week in the National Football League, kickers are 14 for 17 from beyond 50.
Yeah.
So you got to have...
He's 11 for 14 in his career from beyond 50.
Right. It's not a lot of chances.
No,
but.
I mean, no, it's not a lot of chances. And maybe I don't know much about Eddie Bidiero. I don't know if he's got the biggest
leg. I can close my eyes and remember that he's, you know, much more of an accuracy guy, not so much of a distance guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a long distance guy, but again, 11 for 14 from beyond 50. What's his longest of his career? 56. He has made a 56-yarder. That is the longest of his career. I don't know. I mean, do you need someone that'll like, you got to make it from 60? I don't know. He's 29 years old. He makes 88% of his kicks. Sure. Like, great. And actually, I do think the Niners, I don't think they're going to commit to whoever they bring in. Did you notice that Robbie Chosen was released off of the practice squad today? So the Niners didn't just create a roster spot. They also created a practice squad roster spot, which means in theory you could just practice squad the kicker and then call him up each week. You can do that for as long as 3 weeks.
Yeah, three times you can call a guy,
right?
Up.
And
yep.
So therefore, if you like, let's try him for a week. If it's not good, well, okay, off we go. Let's do it with someone else. I don't know, but like, if you want to know the biggest sort of like the firmest statement that the Niners made, they released Jake Moody. They waived him, I should say, without even knowing who their next kicker was going to be.
Right.
It's not like they went, ooh, we found someone. They went, not you. Our first decision is not you, and now we'll go from there. That's how the Niners did it this week.
That's right. And you think about last year where Jake Moody got hurt, and then you had Wisnowski kick for the remainder of that game. And he went one for one, a little chippy, inside of 29, but you had Anders right. Carlson, yeah. You had Matthew Wright, and so even last year when they were in a spot when they didn't have Jake Moody for a handful of games, they went into that piecemeal approach. So yeah, if it's Eddie Pinheiro and he gets the first crack and he's not as good as they want, they're on to the next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.